الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم Honorable Ulama Ikram, Respected Elders and Brothers in Islam, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has foretold many, many years ago, يتقارب الزمان ويقبض العلم وتكثر الفتن ويكثر الهرج, that before Qiyamah, time will be very close. There will be no blessings, no barakat in time. Today will come, before we know it, today is finished. The year began, the year is already ending. يتقارب الزمان وَيُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمِ Those ulama who are the bearers of true knowledge, one by one, they will be taken away from this world. True knowledge will become very, very scant. وَيَكْثُرُ الْفِتَنِ وَتَكْثُرُ الْفِتَنِ And as the days pass, and as we approach Qiyamah, fitnas will only increase. Day by day, new, different fitnas will come about. Continuing with our series, the link between Suratul Kahf and fitnas. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in the hadith. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Man qara'a Suratul Kahf, fahuwa ma'asumun ila thamaniyati ayyam. Min kulli fitan, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The person who recites Suratul Kahf, for that entire week, for that 8 days, he will be protected from every type of fitna. And if Dajjal has to come out in that time, Allah will make it such that he will be protected from Dajjal as well. So continuing with our series, the link, the solutions to fitnas, which are contained in Suratul Kahf. Before going on, we hear this word very often, fitna. Let us try and appreciate and understand what is the meaning of fitna. يُقَالُ فَتَنْتُ الذَّهَبُ وَالْفِضَّةِ إِذَا أَذَبْتَهُمَا بِالنَّارِ لِتُمَيِّزَ الرَّدِيءَ مِنَ الْجَيِّدِ The word fitna is used, the original meaning of fitna, is when a person tests the gold and silver. How? By placing that gold and silver in the fire. And as the heat of the fire begins to melt that coin, the pure gold is separated from the alloy. This is the meaning of fitna. That different conditions, different things will come about in a person's life that will burn him, or that will burn people, it will decipher, it will separate the genuine mu'min, the genuine believer from the fake believer. The genuine, the believer from the munafiq, from the hypocrite. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah, for protection from every fitna. But if it is decreed for us to go through any fitna, may Allah make it such that we come through that fitna safe and sound with our iman intact. So this is the meaning of fitna. There will be various things that will happen around us in our lives that will be a testing point for iman. Are you a true believer? Allah forbid, is it something else? And the fitna that we are going to be discussing today by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the portion of Suratul Kahf that we are going to discuss today, discusses such a fitna, such a test and such a trial, that wallah, no single person on the face of this earth is safe from the fitna. Every one of us, without any exception, is faced with that fitna. And that is the fitna of mal, the fitna of wealth, or we should generalize it in the context of Quran, the fitna of materialism, the test of material. This is a fitna. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. May Allah grant me the realization. Perhaps some of the things that I may say today may sound a bit hard, but this is the reality. This is what the Quran is saying to us. We make dua, Allah give us the understanding and give us the ability to practice on whatever is going to be said. So innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. This wealth, material, is a fitna, is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants wealth, gives wealth, or anything to do with the material. Any condition, anything to do with the material. The test is, our reliance, does it go on the material? Our energies, is it focused only on the material? Or does the mu'min realize that whatever he's seeing around him, these are only asbab zahira. These are only apparent means. That wealth that he has, that power that he has, that knowledge that he has, that acumen that he has, the plans that he has made, the provisions that he has made for his safety and security, is his iman, is his reliance on that? Or does he realize that these are only means? The reality of the matter is that there is something and someone beyond those means. These means do not give me the end that I want. These are only outward means. There is something which we call ghaybi asbab, hidden means, which lie in the control of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fitna of wealth. This is the fitna of material. In every respect, a person is earning money, for example. So the fitna comes how? There is a halal means to earn that wealth, there is a haram means to earn that wealth. The haram means outwardly will give him more. Is his reliance on that outward means that let me do this, I will earn more? Or does his iman come to the front and say no? The provider of risk, the provider of sustenance is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I leave the haram, I do that which is halal, Allah will still give me that means. Allah will still provide for me. Crime, for example. Yes, we have to adopt every procedure, but our reliance is not on those procedures. Reliance is only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fitna that we are speaking of today, the fitna of mal, the fitna of faith versus materialism. Has the world, has the wealth of the world, a luxurious home, a sports car, a degree, a qualification, has that become the main focus of our lives? Or have we realized that this is only a temporary phase? The real life is still going to come, and that is the life of the akhirah. This is faith versus materialism. And this is a fitna, as I mentioned. Other fitnas, may Allah safeguard us, it may happen once in a person's lifetime. But this is a fitna each and every one of us is faced with. The fitna of mal. So in Suratul Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this fitna by giving a beautiful example. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explain to them the example of those two people. Some Mufassirin say two brothers, two partners. Whatever it was, one was a believer, one was a non-believer. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the non-believer, Allah had blessed him with abundance of wealth. Everything that he could have dreamt of, Allah blessed him with it. The other, who was a believer, was going through some difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the wealth of the non-believer. جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابِ. We had granted him two beautiful, huge orchards, full of grapevines. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلِ. And those orchards were surrounded by date palms. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرَعًا. And as you walk through those orchards, there were small, small sections of various types of vegetation, crops growing. So grapevines, date palms, vegetation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا. That these two gardens were such that always they bore, they gave their full produce. He was always making the money. There wasn't a day in his life when he saw difficulty. Every season, a bumper crop. Allah gave him. وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. There was never a decrease in his wealth. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, أي المال بأنواعه. Allah gave him every type of wealth. Woman, homes, conveyances, everything he had. This is the test of materialism against Iman. Now his brother or his partner comes to him. He's going through difficulty, he comes for assistance. So the non-believing partner or brother holds the believing brother by his hand and he says, come, I take you. Come and see how you wasted your life. What do you have now? Nothing. You've come begging. Look at what I have achieved. Come, I show you. He takes him into his orchard. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّةً. Allah says, وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ. He doesn't realize that he has only wronged himself. He has only oppressed himself. Only he and only he is going to suffer the brunt of his actions. He enters his orchard. And what does he say? Gloatingly, proudly, he says to his brother, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. Don't you see the wealth I have? Don't you see the people I have around me, my servants, my helpers? What do you have? This is the test of materialism against faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is the ultimate, the end result. When a person fails the test, and may Allah make it such that we don't ever fail this test. But when a person fails the test, then the world is his ultimate. His success, he views the wealth that I have. His be all and end all is only the wealth of the world. What do I have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayat, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. As a result of that materialism, he gets so soaked in that he begins to forget everything else. أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. We make his heart, we block his heart. We seal his heart from our dhikr, from our worship, from our ibadah. He forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgets, who is that being that gave me all this? He forgets, where did I start? Where am I going to? وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. His focus is only his desire. Just to fulfill his desire. And how apt is the Qur'an? The Qur'an said, the sign of such people, Allah safeguard us, وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. You will see extremism in everything in his life. If his dressing is extreme, 20,000 rand shoe, 15,000 rand watch. If he has a wedding, he's extreme. If he's earning, he's extreme. Whether I suppress, whether I hurt, whether I cheat, whether I rob. If he has to adopt means, he's extreme. Reliance, I have this security. I have this type of a guard. I have this type of an alarm system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Then he becomes extreme. Why? Because Allah has made him forget about Allah. He has gone so much in material that he has become oblivious of that being who controls everything. That being who leave alone controlling things around him. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. That being who even controls his heart and life. That being whom in a split second, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. He's the king of all kings. Yesterday he was a president. Today he is languishing in prison. Who is in control? So وَدَخَلَ جَنَّةَ. He enters his orchard. He's forgotten everything. To such an extent, he has become oblivious, not of a story, respected elders and friends. He's become oblivious of the reality. He's now living in dreamland. What does he say? مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. This will never ever come to an end. Allama Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahimahullah so beautifully has mentioned it. Here Allah is speaking of a kafir, he doesn't believe in akhirah. But Allah forgive us, the same thing happens to us. Although we profess belief in akhirah, but by action, by behavior, we say exactly the same thing. مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. This will never come to an end. And he goes on to say, he says, even if there is a thing like qiyamah, even if there is a thing like qiyamah, Allah gave me so much here, Allah will give me so much there as well. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has warned us, the fool is that person who continues doing whatever he wants to do. Watamanna ala Allahi al-amani. And he has hopes, Allah will forgive me. Yes, we have hope in Allah. A person hopes to get married. He has hope, but he doesn't just sit with that hope. Then he acts accordingly. So al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. Intelligent person takes stock of himself, prepares himself for the life that is going to come. So this is what the kafir says to his friend, his brother. Now the brother, the other partner, the Muslim, this was materialism. Now this is iman. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to behave. He says, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِن تُرَابٍ. He says, have you denied? Have you forgotten? Do you disbelieve in that Allah who has created you from sand? You are nothing. Sobering exercise. Reflect over our beginnings. What were we? Nothing. أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Allah created you from a drop of semen. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. Then He has made you what you are today. He has given you the strength. He has given you this position, this following, this wealth. Who has given you? This is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given you. لَكِنَّهُ وَاللَّهُ رَبِّي. This is my Allah, this is my Rabb. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. I will never ascribe any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin explain. As I said, this was a kafir. He disbelieved in Allah. But today, even we sometimes are guilty of shirk. May not be that type of shirk, where a person becomes a disbeliever. But let us ask ourselves. I should ask myself first. Sincerely, in the house of Allah. In the house of that Allah who has given us everything. In the house of that Allah who wants to give us everything. In the house of that Allah who has brought us to His house. And when a king brings someone to his palace, to his court, he doesn't bring him to chase him away. He brings him to his house only to bless him. Let us reflect over our own lives. How much of reliance do we have on the material as compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my reliance on my wealth? Or is my reliance only on Allah? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This was the sentiments of Qarun. That whatever I have is my achievement. I have worked for it. I have achieved it. This is what this believer is reminding him. That remember, yes, you work. I gave you what you have. And Allah will give you what you want. And Allah can take away what you have in a split second also. How beautifully the poet says it. How beautifully. يَنَالُ الْفَتَى مِنْ عَيْشِهِ وَهُوَ جَاهِلُ وَيُبْدِي الْفَتَى فِي دَهْرِهِ وَهُوَ عَالِمُ وَلَوْ كَانَتِ الْأَرْزَاقُ تَجْرِي عَلَى الْحِجَى. هلكنا إذن من جهلهن البهائم. How beautifully he says. So many times you see a person complete jahil, illiterate, doesn't even know how to write, perhaps can't even spell his name. But Allah has blessed him with so much of wealth. And on the other hand, وَيُكْدِي الْفَتَى. Akda means to reach rock bottom ground, to make hard effort. It's hard ground you're knocking. On the other hand, sometimes you see a person, he works so hard. He works so hard. He has every intellect. He has the capacity, intelligence, everything. But he's unable to earn that wealth. What the poet says, we realize that لو كانت الأرزاق تجري على الحجا. If rosy, if sustenance was based on our intelligence, then the animals around us would have died out of hunger. What intelligence do they have that Allah gives them that rosy? So this is what this friend is saying. That أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Have you forgotten Allah? And then he says, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ. Why don't you do this? That when you enter your property, you enter your orchard, you see those beautiful gardens, you see those beautiful cars, you see those beautiful children, you see your wealth, you see your respect. Why don't you say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Mufassireen explain that this portion, this verse is the ruh of the surah, is the spirit of Suratul Kahf, is the message of Suratul Kahf. That remember, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Whatever we have, everything, the control is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah has decided. لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if I don't have that wealth, this is faith. This is iman. I believe in Allah. I have hope in Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And he says, إِن تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. If you feel I don't have wealth, I don't have children, I don't have people to support me, فَعَسَى رَبِّي. What difficult it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will give me what you have. And he will take away what you have. And exactly this is what happened. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. Floods came. And his entire, all his orchards, everything was destroyed. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. He began to wring his hands in regret. So much my entire life I dedicated. This was what I lived for. This is what I woke up for. This was what I slept for. Everything is gone. And he says now, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. How I wish that I had not ascribed any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I wish that I had that faith only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the fitna which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of here. And as I had mentioned in my opening statements, no one is safe from. Everyone, as long as we are in this world, we are faced with this test, with this trial. Do I place my reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my iman that if I do this, although this may be, this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do, although outwardly I may not earn so much of wealth, but Allah will give me that barakat. So this is the test of mal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ fitna. Every ummah has a fitna, has a test. And the fitna and the test of my ummah will be mal, will be materialism. And on one occasion, riwayat of Bukhari, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says one night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up fazi'an, very afraid, very disturbed. And he began to say, Subhanallah, ماذا أنزل الله من الخزائن. Subhanallah, Allah has showed me the treasures of the world that he will send, the wealth of the world that he will open. And the next statement he says, وَمَاذَا أَنزَلَ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. And Allah has shown me the fitnas that he will send in this world. Muhaddithin explain, Hafiz ibn Hajar explain, Nabi alayhi salam is telling us that fitna is linked with the wealth of the world. When Allah opens the wealth, this is when fitna increases and increases. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives the solution. He gives the solution for the fitna. He says, مَن يُوقِذُ صَوَاحِبَ الْحُجُرَاتِ. Who can go and wake up the Azwaj-i Mutahharat? Let them wake up. let them turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the solution. This is the protection against the fitna of materialism. What is the solution? وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. That keep yourself, tie yourself down. وَاصْبِرْ, even though it may be difficult, but tie yourself to those people who make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. Morning and evening. In other words, it doesn't mean they sit in a masjid all the time. It means that their reliance is only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they have around them is only material, is only asbab. The iman is only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't even move your glance away from these people. This should be our way of life. This should be the mindset of a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this entire incident with these type of ayat. Allah says, Al-Malu wal-Banoon, that remember, when you enter your business, when you enter your home, you see that wealth, reflect for a few moments. Allah give me and all of us that ability. 1 minute every day, sit down and reflect. Al-Malu wal-Banoon, Zinatul Hayati Dunya, whatever I have is only to beautify my life in this world. والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا. Good a'mal is what is going to help me in the akhirah. Materialism, we use it. It is to continue our journey. But our iman, only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil.